Local writer and historian Knut Berger was just a kid when President Kennedy was assassinated 50 years ago. Berger's parents were Republicans. They hadn't voted for Kennedy. But for Berger, Kennedy was a kind of hero. Berger spoke with KUOW's Deborah Wong about his memories of President Kennedy.
I thought he was really cool. You know, I got the whole, I was envious of John John. I thought, you know, he gets to crawl around in his dad's office. His dad's the most powerful man in the world. Kennedy seemed like a, somebody that you would want your dad to be, kind of handsome and dashing. I remember, you know, being impressed that he played football. You know, there were pictures of him. He'd been in the war. He'd been in, PT-109. I remember the... seeing images of him, and I thought that was really cool. I was really big into World War II, you know, anything. So the fact that he had fought in World War II and on a PT boat was really a cool thing.
So fast forward then to the day that Kennedy was assassinated. What do you remember about that day?
Well, I think like a lot of people my age, I was in school. So, you get a lot of people whose that's their memory is where they were in school.
And you were how old at that point?
I was 9. I was in fourth grade. I was almost 10. I was just right before my 10th birthday. And I remember we heard about it in the school lunchroom. Somebody came in and said, the president's been killed. And the word spread throughout the lunchroom. And after lunch, I went out to the playground and there was nobody playing. It was kind of empty. And I remember wandering around the perimeter of the playground, just looking at my feet. And I just felt so sad. I knew something terrible and tragic had happened. And then I remember going back up to, before recess was technically over, going up to my fourth grade classroom. My teacher was a wonderful woman, Mrs. Huber. She looked like a big mother hen. And she had, as I walked into the classroom, she had gathered in her arms maybe 3, 4, 5 little girls in my class who were all hugging her. And she just had wrapped them up in her arms and they were all sobbing. And I remember just being really moved by that image. It was like nothing is the same. You know, school, classroom, everything is so routine. Adults don't cry. Kids sit in their chairs. And this was just, things were scrambled. And I don't remember going home. I don't remember that evening. But I remember the next morning, we got a phone call that my grandfather had died. And this was devastating to my mother. It was her father. And to all of us, we were all loved him very much. And, it was like our house was just plunged into this extra level of mourning. It was like, and I think for me, the death of my grandfather and the death of Kennedy, it became conflated in some weird way.
You talked about walking around with this sense of sadness, knowing that something terrible had happened. And I wonder, was your experience, I mean, as a fairly young child, was it just that you felt sad, or is it that you saw all of these adults and how they responded?
No, it was very personal. I felt sad. There was a way that the president was kind of like our king, or the person who embodied our country, the great father figure kind of thing. And so it felt very personal, even at that young age. I remember the other thing I remember about the next morning, that other little thing that signaled that things were different. The Seattle PI came. We subscribed to the PI. And the newspaper that day after was just a full page picture of Kennedy. No headline. Just a big full page picture of Kennedy. And then under the picture, it said the word martyr. And I remember also as a kid I kept that paper. I have it somewhere. It's in a storage unit somewhere, but it made a huge impression on me. It was like even the newspapers are different now.
So much has been written about how JFK's assassination changed the country, changed the course of the country. When you look back on your young life at that point, how did it change you, or did it?
I think what happened afterwards you know, people talk about Camelot. They talk about that sort of magic, the new frontier. There is a way in which all of that, I was bought into that in a big way. We'd had the World's Fair here in Seattle. It was all about the future. It was all about going into space. It was all about a kind of an optimistic view of the future. I think the thing that's hard for me now in thinking about it is I can't separate it from the murder of Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King. It was like there was some kind of optimism and hope that got taken away.
For you as well.
Yeah.
You were so young, though. You really had that feeling of optimism, and it
vanished. I think you especially have it when you're young. It was gone by adolescence. You know, because the first time I really got involved in a political campaign, following it intensely, was when Bobby ran for president in 1968. And all that good Kennedy stuff seemed like it could actually be a reality.
This was an awfully long time ago, 50 years ago. Obviously, you're still very emotional about this event. Do you feel like you've overcome in some way that feeling that you've lost your innocence? Have you grown out of that, or does that stay with you?
Everybody who's cynical at some level is also a romantic and an optimist at another level. I'm more aware now than ever of the importance of what Kennedy tapped into, that sense of promise. And I think as a society, we need to recapture that in some way. And I think one of the things my mother liked about Kennedy, even though she was a Republican at the time, was she loved the ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you. She loved the idea of collective effort towards something positive. And of course, a lot of people from the World War II generation saw that in action. So I just think that Kennedy embodied a way of embracing and building on the optimistic and rising above our cynicism. And I, you know, in that way, I'm still inspired by that.
That was Knute Berger, a local writer and columnist for Crosscut.com. He spoke with KUOW's Deborah Wong.